Listen, bro, this is why school is not urgent, man. It's not important. Let me tell you why, bro. First of all, for all the parents out there, for all the people out there that feel like judging your child off of letters on a piece of fucking paper is the way to go in life, I'm just gonna tell you that that's the worst way to go. First of all, your judgment is implausible. Just for the simple fact that you don't know shit about the school that a nigga going to. You don't know what kind of classes a nigga taking. So right now, you people are being prejudiced. You people believe in certain things, so you feel like you have the ability to judge someone off of a piece of paper. Yet again, you people feel like you can judge someone off of a GED and agree. A degree, you know, all that dumb shit, all these pieces of paper that everybody put so much emphasis on. Now, why is there so much emphasis on this piece of paper? Because, one, they're afraid of your future. Two, because of the worth it has. It's really not that worth, it's not worth that much, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion. Like, in all honesty, you could still be successful without having all that shit. Nah, the reason why they brainwash you to think that you need that to be successful is because they don't know any other methods. And they're really stuck to one method. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to join them and do what they do by going to school, studying things, you know, wasting your time in your life trying to be something that you know you're not. Excuse me. Now listen, bro. A lot of people encourage behavior that's not, you know what I'm saying, humane. For instance, niggas do tests on animals and bring them in zoos and put them in cages, right? And y'all people, y'all encourage them to do it because y'all just look at the animals and say, "Oh, what a nice animal," not knowing what these people actually do to these animals. See, they capture these animals. Sometimes they beat them. Sometimes they skin them. Sometimes they take sometimes they take everything from them. And they do this with pigs and cows. They chop, they kill them, take their meat, and we eat it. See, these are the people that we look up to. You know what I'm saying? That we look for help and we look for the solutions, not knowing that we are the solutions. We can start new things. We can start new brands. We can make new factories, new companies. But it's up to us, nigga. Everybody wants to complain about everything going on in the world. Like everybody is supposed to have a solution. Well, you tell me this, man. If everybody is supposed to have a solution, well, then why you don't have a solution for yourself? Why you always have personal problems that somehow outweighs anybody else's problems? You know, I always see people complaining about their life and trying to compare it to slavery and all this shit, man. Listen, bro, y'all niggas don't know shit about slavery. Like I said from the last podcast, y'all don't know shit about slavery. Why you talking about it? Another thing is, listen, bro, stop biting the hand that feeds you, bro. I understand y'all don't like the government, but y'all need to work against the government if y'all don't like them. Y'all need to stop supporting the government and saying that y'all don't like the government. Real nigga shit. Y'all need to stop paying the government taxes and, you know what I'm saying, rally together and come to a conclusion and say, listen, bro, this is how we all feel. You know what I'm saying? Nah, what you gonna do about that? Be disobedient like y'all always do. Go protest, right? Go run in the middle of the street and say that you want freedom or you want this and you want that. And the government will look at y'all and just see what y'all doing. Because they know they can't incarcerate everybody. Sorry, man. I'm tired as hell. Listen, man. They cannot take everybody. So what y'all need to be trying to do is trying to go against the government, bruh. But in a positive way, in a way that's trying to help America. Because if y'all don't, they're going to build robots. They're going to have all these high power individuals that's just going to put y'all in y'all place because y'all don't know enough. In reality, these people ain't shit. Being the government don't make you strong. being the president don't make you strong. It's an illusion. Just like time is an illusion. You know what I'm saying? It's all to just help us keep track of our day. We got government out here, man, government officials. You know what I'm saying? That's just speaking, and they telling us facts about things, but, you know, they not really doing shit. They letting everybody else in power tell them what to do, telling them that the only thing they could do is talk. Really, you could do more than that. You know what I'm saying? That's how much you accept you can do. That's how much you want to do, because you feel like anything else is unacceptable, and you're afraid of people that don't accept you. You know what I'm saying? You're afraid of that. You're afraid of non-acceptance. That's what your problem is. Black people, stop crying about shit. White people, don't complain about shit. Nobody complain. Stop labeling people black and white, first of all. That's what we need to talk about. Because, first of all, ain't nothing black on my skin. I'm brown. Just for white people. Y'all bitches ain't white. Y'all bitches is pale. Y'all is still a color. Y'all not, you know what I'm saying? We're not white. We're not black. We're not African. Just because, you know what I'm saying, people are African, they look like us or whatever, doesn't mean that that's necessarily our people. We could be from different locations of the world, you know? A lot of people just racist, man, and really prejudiced about shit because they don't understand nothing. See, the thing is, it's okay to be prejudiced unless you prejudice around the right things. See, you got to be prejudiced for natural causes. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is wrong with being prejudiced, bro. A lot of people don't pay attention to shit, man, because they fail to realize that it's not always about you, bro. You need to realize that it's about everybody, too. See, if you're going to think about yourself, you got to think about the world as well. You can't preach one thing and then go do a whole nother thing. Like, nah, when you go on that stage and you say this is what you do, you better be about that shit. I'm tired of people talking down on Trump or like anybody in the government, because y'all don't know shit about the government. Y'all don't understand that the government is just people, bruh. People in power is what you should call them. People in power. Never call them the government. You call them the government, that shows how weak you are right there. Why you respecting people that don't respect you? What's your excuse? I want to know. I want to know your excuse. Oh, that's not disrespect? Wow. They literally put us in slavery for how long? And all y'all do is just make new movies about slavery. Y'all don't actually talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't go out and speak about shit. Y'all really afraid of the government. You see so many black brutalities that you're afraid. Now, in a way, you're like the government and the president's servant. Because you niggas is really submissive to this shit. You niggas will submit either criticizing or you'll submit just, you know what I'm saying, doubting shit. Stop doubting shit, bro. Let shit happen or wait for shit to happen. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what Trump doing. We don't understand what Trump trying to do. That's why we should get to know that nigga first before we start hating on that nigga. Y'all just immediately started hating on nigga. You don't know shit about him. Just started hating on him. That's what I hate about people. Why you so prejudiced about shit? You got all these preconceived ass opinions. Like everybody, like you get caught saying one negative thing on the internet or a couple of negative things. Niggas just gonna forever try to harass you, gonna try to make you feel the whole backlash, my nigga. Make you try to feel everything. All the backlash. Because they don't care. They like that. They like to retaliate. People don't tell you the truth about how they really feel about shit. They lie because they understand if you knew how they felt, you would react differently. But since you somehow don't know, well, you're going to react completely different than what they thought you were going to do. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I'm talking about right here. Like, a lot of people want to just bash people about not liking or not caring about slavery, but listen, bruh, a lot of people don't want to have to relive that shit or reenact that shit. Nobody cares about what happened in the past. We trying to make the future right. Y'all niggas so focused in the past, y'all never see the future. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look at slavery like it's idolism. Like y'all idolize that. Y'all parents tell y'all to pay attention to that because that's y'all culture, that's y'all race. Man, listen, bro, that's not a good enough reason, bro. You need to find more constructive-ass reasons on why you look at slavery like how you do. Stop just looking at slavery and saying surface-level-ass vocabulary, saying that, well, I believe that. Man, fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here, man. You niggas want to talk about slavery, you better tell me everything about slavery. I better know how it started, how it ended. Nigga, if you can't tell me that, I don't want to talk to you. You superficial. Stop believing this shit. Stop researching shit halfway. Stop, you know what I'm saying? Stop procrastinating. Stop bullshit. Ain't no bullshit. Black people need a leader. You need somebody to be like, listen, bro, stop doing this repetitive ass shit. Stop doing the same thing. Stop getting upset about the same shit and then being serious about it and hard up about it. Like, man, we could talk about the slavery all we want. And yeah, that's why you niggas are slaves. That's why y'all get slaved right now. Out y'all money. Because y'all accept the government. Y'all are afraid of the government. Y'all give the government power and you don't even realize it. The government job is to take care of y'all. Y'all let the government go full egoistic on y'all. Look at the judges. Nigga, you could go to court because somebody killed your family. And the judge will look at you and ask you what happened in specific detail. They would want to know everything that happened. Even though, like, they wouldn't be trying to figure out how many years they're trying to give this nigga. They'd be trying to understand the story better so that they can criticize the nigga that did it and talk down on him. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You hurt other people's family, which is perfectly fine. But, nigga, that ain't going to help anything. That's just going to show us how you really feel about these motherfuckers. Like, fuck that serial killer. He a bitch-ass nigga. But we could gather information from his ass, like, how does a serial killer think? So then we could stop the next one. Nah, y'all don't think like that. Y'all just want to get that nigga years and walk away. It's because y'all are dumb. We could be doing better things in this world, but we do the dumbest shit because we got the dumbest leaders. Listen, man, I'm done with this podcast. Fuck that shit. Listen, bro. Y'all just fuck with a nigga, man. Stop. Listen. Stop believing. Stop idealizing slavery. Stop idolizing it, bro. Just stop it. Stop using that as a main focal point in your arguments. It's not going to help. All it's going to do is make people reminisce about things that they know they can't change. Listen, bro. Y'all just take my advice on that, man. I'm out, man. Yo, before everything was all good, they didn't give a fuck about black people. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, nigga. I'm about to say that shit, boy. I don't give a fuck. And don't nobody try to tell it different, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Straight up. I said this shit like how I say this shit. They ain't give a fuck about black people, bro. They had us in chains, beating the shit out of us with whips. All type of shit, bro. Messing over our women. I'm talking black women, bro. Always talking down on them, bro. The white woman was always talking down, bro. Always. They always envy him. Why? We all know why. They are unique. They fucking awesome, bro. But y'all gotta understand this, like, when I say justice for citizens, nigga, I'm talking about everybody, bruh. No specific race. I'm just saying, like, I'm just pointing out black people because, like, nobody really realizes that, bruh. Like, even when you do realize that, like, motherfuckers become hypocrites because they don't know how to use the word nigger or nigga. I don't even know why they use the word nigger anyway, or nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's a slur. It's a cultural slur. Why the fuck y'all saying that shit? Nigga like, what the fuck is a cultural slur? It's a cultural slur. For real, bruh. Look that shit up. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is you talking about? Niggas around here saying nigga and shit. Hey, look, I be saying nigga, but nigga, at least I know what the fuck it mean. You know what I'm saying? You niggas don't know shit about it. So a lot of people criticize you for saying it. And if you white, if you say it, bruh, get prepared to get disrespected. Dead ass. Get prepared to get disrespected by a black person if you use the word nigga. Dead ass. You gonna get your ass knocked the fuck out. Justice for citizens, because we got little kids getting missing. You know what I'm saying? Little kids that's getting harmed and shit like that. And nobody's helping. You know what I'm saying? When they do help, it's like little support at the hospitals. Nigga go to foster homes and shit like that. And they go to these crazy ass families. It's crazy. But you gotta understand this, like, a lot of motherfuckers get murdered every day. So what that tell you? To be humble, yeah, and not try to act like you can't be killed. There's a difference from having fun and trying to, you know what I'm saying, do too much and try to get killed and shit like that. Like, having fun and enjoying life and doing new shit is different from being a daredevil. Dead ass. Daredevil, you taking a lot of risks, bro. And you gotta understand risks. Risk, period. Like, bruh, risk are dangerous. Straight up. They dangerous as fuck. And you don't want to take them all the time. You don't want to make that shit normal. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then. But if you that adventurous ass person, you could do that shit. It don't matter. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Justice for citizens, like, what the fuck is wrong with the food? You know what I'm saying? Why the food always fucked up? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers get sick and the doctor don't even know how to help them sometimes. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, like, a lot of people can't afford help. A lot of people don't know how to get help. A lot of people don't give a fuck about the people that don't have help. Am I a part of those a lot of people? Fuck no. I'm my own person. Every time you talk, nigga, just say that you your own person and you be good. You entitled to your own opinion. For real. Motherfuckers don't respect me. That's what it is. But if you do, show it. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And why I'm just saying this shit out the blue? Because, man, like, respect isn't given. You gotta earn that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? You never ask for respect. You earn that shit. Just keep that shit in mind, bro. A lot of niggas be like, yo, bro, you disrespecting me. Bro, you basically asking for respect. Even though if a nigga do disrespect you, it's okay to point it out. If he wrong. If he not wrong, then you don't have to be upset. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to be upset. Or he or she, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But yeah, man. Another thing is teenagers get into car accidents, shit like that. I'm sorry for stuttering. See what I'm saying? I'm fucking up. Niggas gonna be laughing. I don't give a fuck. See, the reason why I made my podcast like where I'm just speaking my mind is because, bro, if you listen to me just speak and be myself, nigga, you be entertained, bro. You be joked the fuck out. Dead ass. You never be bored. Dead ass. You can't be judgmental, though. Once you be judgmental, you gonna look at me in a certain way, and then, like, you ain't gonna understand my shit. I don't know why the fuck I'm stuttering like this. I forgot I got anxiety, and I have clinical depression. Psych, boy. Fuck out of here, boy. You got me fucked up. I do got anxiety, though. I do. I think that's why a nigga chest feel like this. You know what I'm saying? Nigga shoulders tense as fuck. Dead ass. Feel like a Dragon Ball Z character. Nigga shoulders tense like a motherfucker. Hey, nigga used to lift weights. You know what I'm saying? Ain't stretched like... I ain't stretch. You know what I'm saying? Nigga don't be stretching. But I'm about to start stretching, nigga. You got me fucked up, nigga. I'm about to... You got me fucked up. I straight up look like a Dragon Ball Z character. You got me... Nigga punch my chest. I don't even feel that motherfucker. Boom! Oh, shit. Nigga hurt his hand punching my shit. Nigga be surprised. Hey, but I'm just saying, bro. Motherfucker was to ever walk up to you and punch you in your chest, would you punch a motherfucker back? I'm asking y'all. I would. Dead ass. I would punch the fuck out of nigga. And I would not stop. No, I wouldn't. They would have to pull me off of him. But you, like, niggas talk shit. The only thing I have to say is this. Nigga have to see me in person. And whatever a nigga gotta say, nigga, if nigga ever says some shit about me, that's not, like, a nigga threatened me and I ain't never seen him before he threatened me, that's some coward shit, cause I ain't never seen a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga gotta see me face to face and threaten me. That would make me scared. Going online and shit like that, nah. That's what I'm saying, like, when you look at shit online, you realize, like, motherfuckers get mad over stupid shit. Motherfuckers get mad over shit that don't even matter, bruh. Shit you could get over. Like, on the media, like, motherfuckers getting over beefs. Niggas say get in over beefs. Get in beefs. Like, over the craziest shit. Over confusion. Turmoil. You know what I'm saying? That's my, one of my favorite words now. But, yeah, once I get to understand that motherfucker fully, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, don't worry about me. Just worry about justice for citizens, motherfuckers. Because a lot of the cops, they don't give a fuck. They killing motherfuckers. They killing citizens. They killing black citizens. Young black citizens. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think it's a game? Dead ass? Hey, bruh. Don't ever tell me I'm stealing nobody lingo. Nigga, suck my dick. Faggot ass nigga. And nigga got a problem. Nigga, get a Glock 45,000. And then put it in the trunk of a G-Wagon with motherfucking low rider rims on that motherfucker. Low rider rims and like a customized engine. And that's it. I forgot what I was talking about. But listen, bro, just pay attention. Pay attention. Justice for citizens. Okay? That's the message. I'm about to end this motherfucking podcast. Listen, bro. Just pay attention to everything that's going on in the world. The news. That's what y'all need to do. Watch the news. That's what this also about, bro. Like, this might encourage you to watch the news more. Pay attention to shit going, like, that's going on around you, bro. And, like, Nigga, fuck what everybody gotta say. They be hating like a motherfucker. Suck my cock, nigga. Fake ass, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be scared like a motherfucker when they see you. That's why they be talking buku shit. Nigga said justice for citizens, but he talking bad shit. Hey, look. A lot of people think the same way, though. It's like everybody feel like that. Like, you feel like you need to defend yourself, huh? When you get provoked. Only when you get provoked is when you feel like you should defend yourself. Straight up. That's how I go. The golden rule. You don't believe me, I show it through my actions. Stop hating. Justice for citizens, bro. This is my second podcast today. I'm about to make 3 more. Bet. Alright, man. Look. Watch my motherfucking podcast, bro. Alright? G shit. Alright? 'Cause niggas better be real. Demonstrate your abilities, bro. For everybody that's nervous to show your abilities, don't be nervous. I'm not nervous, even though I do get nervous, but I tell myself that I'm not sometimes, because literally you can't always be nervous. Some people can, and maybe I am. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a rocket scientist, but I always try not to be something that I'm not. You know? But sometimes you do things for fun. Motherfuckers don't realize that. But listen, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, demonstrate your abilities. Like, bro, you can do shit like go to the park, any park. It could be a motherfucking park. In the city, you know what I'm saying? Downtown, uptown, it don't matter. And motherfuckers just gonna see you and they gonna be giving you money and shit like that. Like, that shit could be the hustle. Like, bro, you discover your own hustle. You become your own boss. You know what I'm saying? Self-made millionaire type shit. Yeah, it start like that when you have your own idea. And y'all wondering why it sound like I'm walking. It's because I'm in the garage and I'm walking with my motherfucking socks on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? No slippers, no nothing. Just socks. Yeah, man. But sometimes you gotta take time alone to realize what you wanna do, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Demonstrate your abilities, bro. Like, what's something that you like? Think of that, right? Think of something that you like. Fuck, I'm about to burp and shit like that. Bro, I do not like to burp. You know what I'm saying? But shit. And another thing I was about to say is, man, I'm craving some motherfucking popcorn. Some sweet popcorn. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, sweet popcorn. But yeah, man, demonstrate your motherfucking abilities. Like, bro, just, all right, you like to play basketball, go play basketball against other people. Because you learn things, bro. When you go demonstrate your abilities, you learn different shit. And a lot of motherfuckers will tell you something different. What I'm going to tell you is this, bro. If you can't demonstrate your own abilities and understand your own abilities, how will anybody else understand them? You know what I'm saying? But you got to understand this. If you can't understand your abilities, like, why you don't show them? So that's what I mean by, like, demonstrating. Just show them. Show them, like, demonstrate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll get it. You'll get it once. You know what I'm saying? Show them, like, demonstrate. Like, demonstrate is showing them, basically. That's the way I want y'all to show them. Demonstrate. Do you get it now? Y'all get enough? All right, bet. So listen. Everybody out there that's about to give up, listen, bro, don't give up, man. Because why? You demonstrated your ability. Ability to do what? Well, that's up to you. Fill in the blank. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, whatever you want to do, fill in the blank. Now, people will try to misinterpret my way of giving people guidance, but I give people advice the way I give people advice, and only I can say that, bro. Nobody else can, so other niggas would be lying. Motherfuckers would be lying and shit like that. Don't worry about that. Just worry about Diesel the Inventor. He telling y'all shit. He trying to tell y'all the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's hot as a motherfucker in here. That's why I'm breathing like this, bro. Because it's hot as fuck. They don't got no circulation in this motherfucker. You can hear all the wind outside, but you don't feel no wind in this motherfucker. Oh, duh, it's a garage. Shut your bitch ass up, nigga. Fuck out of here. Nigga, not every garage that you go in is hot. Some people garages be feeling good. Niggas be living in the garage. Fuck you talking about? Nigga, demonstrate your ability while you talking shit. Niggas that be laughing at my podcast, demonstrate your ability, motherfucker. For real, for real. And for everybody that just like to talk shit in general. Sorry that I'm fucking up. Fuck y'all. Fuck the people that like to talk shit in general. Because you know what? Y'all motherfuckers hate in general too. Y'all niggas hate because y'all want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, another thing is, like, when you demonstrate your ability, understand that people can't copy you. People will try to do the same thing. That's just what niggas do. They gonna do it in their own way. Like, niggas, when they rap, niggas go say the same thing, but in a different flow, in their own way. There's nothing wrong with that, because everybody do that, and that's what, you know what I'm saying? Basically, that's how shit start. That's how shit start off. Rappers Delight, and now all these new rap songs. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to make a fire-ass beat and then say whatever they want on a track, put it on a motherfucking mixtape, sell that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to buy it. It's crazy, but it's true. Everybody gonna try to buy it. Matter of fact, ain't nobody gonna try to buy it. Everybody gonna buy that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers promote it. And what I mean by promote, I mean motherfuckers bring it through the internet, in person, CDs. So your track, it don't matter how garbage you is, bro. Everybody slapping that shit. Bro, what the fuck is this? This shit garbage, but... shit, I'm about to slap this shit anyway, though. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Fuck it. I'm about to learn the words to that shit. The beat cold as fuck. You hear me? Hey, man, but listen. Just demonstrate your abilities, bro. Y'all show yourselves. Show how brilliant y'all are. How unique y'all are, man. Don't be afraid to do that shit. I do it all the time. It's just that motherfuckers just don't notice it. You gotta notice it, bro. For real, for real. Be straightforward. Like, I'm always straightforward with everything that I do. Everything that I say, I'm straightforward about. You know what I'm saying? That's how you gotta be. You also gotta be like that with what you like. Just go for it. Fuck it. Go for what you like, and as soon as you go for what you like and you cherish that, it turns into something that you love. You know what I'm saying? You never want to lose something that you love, bro. Hell no. Fuck no, bro. Because when you love something, you love it like yourself. God damn it, dog. God damn it. When you love God, God damn it, bro. See, this motherfucker, he bark his ass off, bro. Swear to God, bro. Small head ass, boy. Damn. Light bulb head ass, nigga. All right, look. Check it out. I'm walking hella fast in this motherfucker and y'all niggas listening. Fuck y'all niggas that be just listening to my shit just to listen to it. Fuck y'all niggas straight up. I don't just make podcasts just to make podcasts, nigga. I make podcasts because I love making podcasts, motherfucker. Don't worry about that shit. Listen, demonstrate your motherfucking abilities if you're going to talk shit. All right, then. Motherfuckers just be listening to my shit. Don't listen. When you listen to this podcast, don't just listen to this podcast without listening to none of the other podcasts. Dead ass. Nigga gonna be like, why you keep saying that? Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. Straight up. This explicit. My podcasts are not clean. Dead ass. Explicit as fuck. They can be. I could be clean, but I don't want to. I like being explicit because I'm just being myself, nigga. Fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but a lot of niggas gonna try to join on my side. Don't nobody try to be on my... Listen, bruh. When I'm demonstrating my fucking abilities, you know what I'm saying? These are my abilities. Nobody can try to be like, I helped you with these abilities. You know what I'm saying? No, nigga. This is my ability to do something. Period. Because that defeats the purpose of me saying that it's my ability. Dead ass. Nigga, don't ask me why I'm always saying dead ass before we have to get into fist fights. Dead ass. And niggas get mad because I'm saying dead ass. I don't give a fuck. We just gonna be fighting, all right? All right? For real. Right jab, left uppercut, and I'm gonna keep going. I'm not gonna tell you the rest. You're gonna find out. Or it might not even be that. Haha, bitch, you ain't gonna even know. I'm unpredictable. Or am I? Stupid ass. Fuck out of here. I don't let nobody know exactly what I'm doing. You can't let everybody know your abilities, though. That's another thing I gotta tell you. Like, yeah, demonstrate your abilities, but you can't always do that, though. Just keep that in mind. Just know that you can do that. You can demonstrate your abilities. Yes, you can. Don't let nobody tell you you can't. Dead ass. Hey, man. I'm about to go. I gotta make another one and then I think another one. And then I'm done. Listen, bro. Watch the motherfucking podcast. Enjoy this shit. And demonstrate your motherfucking abilities, bro. I'm out. Hey, man. If y'all really fucking support the motherfucking inventor... Nah, for real. Diesel the inventor. Then show y'all, demonstrate y'all motherfucking abilities. Like, for real. I'd be amazed. That shit's fucking awesome. I am alone and determined for my life. I know that there's a lot of things that I regret. But I try my hardest to learn from it. You know? I know that nobody is perfect. I know that everybody is entitled to their own opinions and just their own actions in general, you know? But I'm speaking about being alone and determined because I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm eager to reach my goal. You know? A lot of niggas, they just think about getting that fast money rapping. And man, like, if you're gonna get that fast money rapping, bro, stay in your own lane. You know what I'm saying? Be your own boss first. Why the fuck people don't want to be their own boss, man? Love yourself. If you love yourself, bro, you would understand that. Damn, you see all these record deals finessing people, but they got record deals that don't finesse people. You know what I'm saying? You just got to pay attention. See what you got to learn from the other people when they get finessed from record deals and all that shit. Like, you got to understand how the system work, bro. But like, when you in the system, bro, I know you can't just be in the system. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm getting off topic of the podcast, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, man, just pay attention to shit, bro. Know your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Being alone and determined is something that I always concentrate on. I don't concentrate on being alone because I don't like being alone, bro. But most of the time, I am alone. So I'm self-reliant when it comes to like emotional support or like intellect support. Like, I know how to articulate myself. Like, I don't need no parent to fucking breastfeed my stupid ass when I'm overgrown. God damn it. That's some breastfeeding ass shit. Even though everybody gets breastfeeded. You know what I'm saying? When you really think about when you really think about sucking on your mama titty. Nigga used to bite their mama titty. That shit funny as hell. It's the funniest shit I ever heard in my life, bro. Man. Hey, but look, bro. Being alone and determined, bro. Listen. You got it, bro. Just look into the mirror. Look in your eyes. And you'll see it, man. Say what you want, bro. Speak it into existence. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, like, they talk about what they want to do and what they're going to do. Like me, I talk about what I want to do and what I'm going to do. But there's another thing that I do as well. I'm also preparing myself. Meaning I'm taking action. I'm getting ready to make that move, that one move. And then I'm going to make another move and another move, you know. But, you know, I call it moves because I don't want nobody to know what the fuck I'm doing, yo. I'm going to just say moves. You know what I'm saying? Decisions. That's what I'm talking about when I say moves. But yeah, man. Just, bruh, being alone and determined, it only takes independence. You know what I'm saying? Like self-independence. You self-independent, but you determined. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they determined for their goals. You know what I'm saying? But they give up halfway. Don't give up halfway. Did you see me stop podcasting? No. I love podcasting, bro. It's fun as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I have other passions as well, bro. It's just, I found one of my passions. Like, I love to do podcasting, so I did that shit. You know what I'm saying? No biggie. I'm gonna get better at this shit. I promise y'all, bro. Once I get some fucking supporters or something, bro. Just some type of audience. Because literally, I don't have nobody. You know? I have a couple of people that listen to my podcast, but, like, I'm not trying to be famous. Like, but if I am famous, I don't care. Like, I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like everybody else that do all that publicity, bro. I stay being myself, bro. I'm true to myself. Why niggas don't want to be true to themselves first, bro? Why niggas don't want to be real to themselves first? You know what I'm saying? It's okay, bro. It's okay to be independent, bro, and do your own thing. You just understand that independence isn't everything, you know? Like, yeah, you're going to be independent, but you still need to make time for your normal life too, bro. Like, so just, like, that's why I'm saying, like, that's why people give up and have fun halfway through, because that's how they take their breaks. They just stop. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you just can't stop. Sometimes you got to follow all the way through. know what I'm saying? It's just like going to the paint with the basketball for a layup, nigga. You can't just stop, nigga, and try to do a crossover. Like, you might get ripped, nigga. You have a better chance of getting a foul or having a chance to score. Just having a chance to score, period, if you go all the way up, bro, with the ball. You know what I'm saying? Lay that bitch up. See, niggas like, why you talking about basketball? Why this nigga keep talking about all this shit? Listen, bro, just pay attention to shit, bro. It's not supposed to be how you like it. It's supposed to be how I make it. Because that's how I made it. Listen, bro. Don't piss me off, y'all niggas. Hey, man, look. Being alone and determined is something that, like, I'm doing right now, bro. I'm alone and I'm determined, you know. I'm not letting none of my problems in my life is affecting my passions. Like, the shit that I'm passionate about, like, anything that I'm passionate about, bro, anything that I love, I will make time for it, bro. I will never, ever fucking just say, no, I don't have time, you know what I'm saying? Or just be like, I don't want to do it. I'll have a reason why I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I'll make up for not doing it. Like, make two more podcasts, shit like that. Like, bruh, before you know it, I'll have like a million podcasts. Nigga said podcast. Bro, what the fuck did I just say, bruh? Listen, bruh. I ain't going to be making my motherfucking podcast for entertainment all the time, bruh. Like, some of my podcasts might be dead ass serious, bruh. So y'all niggas be prepared for that shit. Being alone and determined, bruh. Bruh, I've been doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So many times where I felt like giving up. But you know what? I always remained determined because I was persistent. Persistent just to keep going, bro. Constantly going. Persistent to keep going. You know, my hunger is never satisfied when it comes to my passions for anything that I want to do, bro. I'm curious as fuck, bro. Like, it's not that I'm limited and I don't want to do anything. It's just that I don't have anything that I want to do. And once I get to do what I want to do and I like it, bro, I master it. You know, in this podcasting shit, bro, like, yeah, it might seem like I'm rusty or my podcast might not seem like that much to a lot of people, but I don't care about that, bro. In reality, bro, I'm trying to learn from whatever the fuck I did from the last time. My other podcasts from the last time, if they sucked, even though they don't suck, none of my fucking podcasts suck, nigga. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. My podcasts are fucking awesome, bro. You know what I'm saying? Especially about the shit that I'm talking about in the podcast, bro. You niggas need to be paying attention instead of judging a nigga. That's your problem. A lot of people prejudice, you know? And that's what stops people from being determined in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy to be alone, but how will you be determined? You have to ask yourself that. And a lot of people don't care about being determined. Like, they look at determination and hard work as something that's like temporary, but it's like, bro, you need to think of it as something consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to consistently work hard, because I ain't never seen a nigga work hard one fucking day and then the rest of his life he ain't have to work hard no more. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know what I'm saying, it's not your fault. It's not your, see what I'm saying, I'm messing up. It's not your fault that you work hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to work hard under circumstances that you don't control. You know what I'm saying? You in situations where, you know what I'm saying, you getting controlled by the situation and you can't really make your own decisions. So it kind of stops you from being determined into what you fucking love. You know what I'm saying? And really, like, I speak for everybody that's having a hard time being determined in what they love, bro. You know what I'm saying? I chose to make this podcast outside because, bro, it's a beautiful ass day outside. It's 6:41 in California. The wind is blowing. I can feel it. Listen, bro. Being alone and determined is something that I went through damn near my whole life, bro. Like, I keep saying I went through it, but, bro, Like, every time I think more about that topic, like, I realize, bro, I can relate to my life a lot, you know? A lot of times where I was just alone. And if you felt alone, bro, if you felt like you was alone and you ain't determined, bro, I'm telling you right now, bro, you could pick your head up and you could feel better. But that's only if you want to, bro. You know what I'm saying? You have the ability to make yourself happy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say that money can't buy happiness. And I totally agree with that, bro. I totally agree with that. It can't. You make yourself happy. That's why. Money doesn't make you happy. Money helps you be happy. It helps you be happy because, damn, you need money to pay for your damn house, your bills and shit like that, for your car and shit like that. So, you know, pay attention, bro. Like, money ain't everything. Money is not everything. You see niggas flexing on the ground with hella stacks. You might see my stupid ass with a stack in my hand, but you'll never see me, you know what I'm saying, acting like that's everything in the world to me, bro. I don't give a fuck about money, bro. If you was to see me with a lot of money, bro, like, that's just to go for my bills and shit like that, but I'll put that bitch in a bank, you know what I'm saying, save it and make more. And then when you see me again, you like, damn, bro, last time I saw you had that much. Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hustle hard, bro, because when you don't have shit, bro, what the fuck you gonna do with your life? Or you just gonna sit around? I mean, right now, like, it's hard for me to explain my situation. I'd rather just tell y'all how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather tell y'all how I feel about it first. Maybe one day I'll tell y'all my situation, but not on this podcast, bro. Being alone and determined, bro, I don't want y'all to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that came to listen to this shit, they came to listen to this shit to hear what being alone and determined feels like. Well, when you ask that question, you gotta ask yourself, well, was I alone? And then, when I was alone, was I determined? You know what I'm saying? Really, what I want people to do that listen to my podcast is just do research on what I say. But don't try to tell me what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, just ask me what I mean. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's it. Just ask me what the fuck I mean. Don't try to tell me what I mean. You know what I'm saying? I always tell y'all. Listen, bro. First nigga to just make podcasts anywhere, bro. Like, literally, I stepped outside and just made a fucking podcast, bro. I feel like anybody could do this shit, bro. But the thing is, like, don't exploit podcasting. Like, don't be doing no wild ass shit on there, because they'll take your shit down, bro. Being alone and determined, bro. Listen, I'm about to go. I'm about to end this shit. But I want to let y'all know something, man. I'm alone and determined because I don't know how to give up, bro. I can't comprehend that. Even when it feels like that's the only option is to give up, bro, I can't. You know, not on anybody, you know what I'm saying? Only time I could give up on somebody is if they give up on me. They give up on me, then I give up too. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm saying giving up, like giving up on life, bro, because that's what I'm talking about, giving up on life. Do not give up on life, bro. Because you only got one life. Why would you give up? Why would you fear another man if he bleed just like you? You know what I'm saying? Y'all ask yourselves that. Diesel the inventor, bro. Listen, I invented this shit. I invented my way of podcasting, and I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about it. In the future, if you see me make a movie off my motherfucking podcast, hey, and it become like the number one in the world type shit, like, hey, remember where I started. I started off from nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm hella humble as fuck, bro, at heart. Like, I don't stunt or brag, bro. Look at me, bro. Nigga used to be wearing the same clothes. Nigga still wearing the same clothes as we speak. I don't ask for sympathy, bro. I know ain't no handouts in this world. Sometimes you in situations that you can't control. And it affects you a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, just understand life and what comes with life. Before I end this podcast, bro, one of my favorite rappers died, XXXTentacion. My favorite song, Hate Will Never Win. It's my favorite fucking song, man. I ain't never seen a nigga like him just spit his all on a track, bro. Just go off. And not care what nobody got to say. Everybody was accusing him of all type of shit, bro. Talking about they fans of him. How the fuck you fans of him? And you talking about that nigga color of his hair and shit. Like, oh, look at the color of his dreads. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, come on, man. Or, like, just talking about his music in general, bro. Like, just picking out, like, flaws and shit. Like, bro, just listen to the man music, bro. If you don't like the nigga music, don't listen to it at all, bro. That's how I rock. I don't never listen to no rapper, bro, unless I really like their music. You know what I'm saying? Never really. I mean, like, I don't listen to all their music because I might listen to some of their music. Like, I might listen to one song or two. That's something. That's what I mean. So listen, bro. Just stay focused, everybody. There's no reason to give up. I know it's hard. But that's just the circumstances. And really, life just... Since life is so hard, bro, like, it just make other people's lives hard, naturally. But the thing is, bro, like, you have the choice to make your life better. You can make your life however you want it, bro. Like, your life is bad. Like, you could be, your life is horrible in your childhood. Well, guess what? You know what I'm saying? Your life is horrible in your childhood. Well, guess what, bro? You have the opportunity to make it better in your adulthood. You know what I'm saying? You have the opportunity to do things you never got to do as a child. Or, you know what I'm saying? And really, bro, like, when you get to that level where you could make any decision you want, bro, you'll understand what being alone and determined is. Being alone and determined is something that I already went through. And I wanted all y'all to understand that. I'm ending my podcast. For the last time, I keep saying this shit. I'm sorry, bro. Sorry I holded y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Remember, bro. Don't give up, bro. Don't give up. Believe in yourself. For real. Bro. Feeling like nothing can be done, bro, that could eat. If you don't pay attention, that shit could be an everyday thing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, that's what we call the rut. And I will make a podcast about the rut, bro. I can't wait to make a podcast about the rut. But I want to talk about, like, what causes the rut and all that. But like, this right here, feeling like nothing can be done. And usually it's by something that's actually... It's a reason, you know what I'm saying? It's a reason why you feel like there's nothing that can be done. That's why you still feel like that. And really, when you have a reason like that, it's usually not even a lie, bro. It's really a real-ass reason. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, like, people need to, like, realize that other people get upset about shit, but, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't get upset and do the same thing that other people do. You know what I'm saying? Some people get upset and they lash out first. Some people get upset and they calm down. You know, it's different ways that people get upset. It don't necessarily mean anything. But, you know, feeling like nothing can be done is a common feeling, bro. Like, you come across as a person that's weak when you feel like nothing can be done in, like, the eyes of an average citizen in the United States or any other country, bro. When you feel like you can't do nothing in life, bro. Any country, bro, they're, like motherfuckers would, like, I'm not gonna say any country, but, like, because I'm not talking about, like, any country specific. And I'm not saying, like, countries, all of them are bad. I'm just saying, like, people in general are bad. Like, people in general can be bad. You know what I'm saying? That's possible. That's, like, I don't know why people don't think that people can be bad. People can be bad, bro. Even the nicest motherfuckers could be evil, bro. You know what I'm saying? For real, we see all these fucking, you see all this shit happen in America where they got terrorists and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Stealing airplanes and shit like that. And everybody talking about it, gossiping about it. Even though people were killed, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, it's fucked up, man. People were killed, slaughtered in that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. Feeling like nothing can be done, bruh. That's like taking the exam that you didn't study for. You feel like you can't pass that motherfucker. Well, you know what everybody else always tell you when you take an exam that you ain't prepared for? Nigga, try your hardest, nigga. Do your best. Take educated guesses. You know what I'm saying? Usually people, like, that's why people, like, try to force you to study and shit like that. The thing is, like, the way people teach studying on people, like, studying should be comfortable, bro. Because how the fuck you gonna study if you ain't even much focused? Like, if you not comfortable, how are you focused? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, do you get what I'm saying when I say comfortable? Like, damn it, I'm fucking messing up. I'm fucking high as shit. God damn it. Fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all. I shouldn't have smoked a Dutch earlier. I done forgot what I was about to say, bro. Niggas gonna laugh at me. Fuck y'all niggas. Hey, whoever watched my shit, if you got a question about what I was talking about and you could, like, get me to remember what I was talking about, you know, talk to me because I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. Dead ass, I did just forget what I was talking about. It's crazy. Well, I still remember the title, so that's good. You know what I'm saying? All right, feeling like nothing can be done. And plus, I'm always talking about the topic, so it's not like I'm off or I'm just talking about anything. Feeling like nothing can be done. Because I'm just going to give a lot of examples in this podcast. Like, I want y'all to understand what the fuck it feels like to feel like nothing can be done. I want y'all to know, like, when a nigga feel like you can't do shit about, like, all right, you may feel like a rat in a mousetrap, you know what I'm saying? Your ass running around looking for the cheese. Where's the cheese? Where's the cheese? Turning walls and shit like that. Next thing you know, you running buku fast. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking as us being the rat right now. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention. You know what I'm saying? You run and you run into a wall. Boom. You're like, oh shit. So you turn around. You see another fucking way where you could go. You know what I'm saying? So you run that way. And then you see the fucking cheese. So you run and eat the fucking cheese. Next thing you know, cheese poison. let me shut the fuck up. Nah, cheese ain't poison. Hey, look. But, feeling like nothing, like, I don't even know what I was talking about when I said that. I forgot about that too, bro. I forgot about that. Feeling like nothing can be done. That's like, I'll give a more, I'll give an example that's like personal for somebody, like giving up something that you love. Like, say you love playing basketball, or you love playing football, or t-ball, or motherfucking, what's that shit called? I forgot what the fuck it's called. It was like a shuffleboarding type shit. That shit right there. Dancing, chess, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Then I forgot what I just said again. Fuck. Feeling like nothing can be done. Bruh, the reason why I'm giving all these examples and it sound like a nigga just not saying nothing. Fuck y'all niggas if y'all think that y'all some bitch ass niggas. Oh yeah, but the real supporters, y'all know that I'm just be speaking my mind, so I don't have to worry about shit. The fake supporters be like, oh, nah, that nigga lying. Nigga, fuck y'all. Or, nah, that nigga ain't, you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't true, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but I ain't tripping, bro, like, cause, bro, feeling like there's nothing that you can do, bro, you can do something. Even when you feel like you can't, bro, you can make better choices because you have the opportunity to. Every time you go and experience whatever you want to experience, you have the opportunity to make a better decision. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you make mistakes on that, but it's all right. Feeling like there's nothing that you could do, bro, that's when you reached your breaking point. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's when you reached all that you could take. I got to that point, but shit. After that, I just became humble, bro. Like, humble at heart. That's how you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to be negative or trying to hurt people, bro. That shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? Deliberately trying to hurt somebody that did nothing but support you, bro. That shit, I don't support that shit. You know what I'm saying? Unless motherfucker trying to manipulate you, then I understand. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, because a lot of motherfuckers try to take advantage of being cool to you. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why a lot of people be like, watch out for fake friends. Like, people say that because, like, they have friends, like, you. If you notice it, like, if you have go out and get friends, like, you notice that, like, you have friends that respect you sometimes, like, not all the time. Like, sometimes they may say some shit that's very offensive to you. You might want to fight that person. Sorry if I'm stuttering. You might want to fight that person. You know what I'm saying? Then they look at you crazy, like, oh, you used to be my friend and all that. You fake. You'd be like, what? But you made me feel like shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, say you got a best friend, you always eat fucking hot chips with that motherfucker. Next thing you know, that motherfucker do some shit like, date your brother. Then she cheat on your brother type shit. Then your brother feel like shit. Or, like, she date your cousin or your auntie or your motherfucking grandpa. Or your daughter. You shut the fuck up. Hey, fuck y'all. Hey, but listen, bro. Man. Listen. Feeling like there's nothing that you could do, bro. I honestly understand that. But you just gotta understand this. Like, I want everybody to understand that when you feel like you're about to give up, bro, just understand this. You don't gotta give up, bro. You don't have to. You know what you could do? Just relax, bro. Take a deep breath. Sit back. Do whatever makes you happy, bro. Whatever, like, just live your life. Try to do this. Do this. This is what you could do for homework, like, as this podcast. Just live your life for one day or something like that. And then, like, without judging yourself or nothing, just live your life. Do what you normally do. Don't even think about what you gonna, like, don't think about how you gonna write down this. Just do it. Just forget about it. Or don't think about how you gonna tell this story about what you're doing. Just don't, you know what I'm saying? Just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? once you realize that, bruh, you'll be able to see what you do and what you like, and then you'll see that, and you'll be able to capitalize, like, okay, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is how I can live my life now. Now I know what I don't like, and I could avoid what I don't like, I could get what I do like, you know what I'm saying, and don't splurge on what you get, like, what you like, though, because a lot of motherfuckers buy buku candy, and, like, that's what you like, bro. Don't splurge on that shit, yo. Like, you could get cavities, you could lose all your money, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. Like, so, like, giving up ain't an option. Well, if you watch my podcast, you watch my podcast. I fucked up. I said podcast. Or did I? I'm tripping. I don't know. I'm high as shit. When you get high, bro, you just in a state where you feel like you could be chill as fuck, but, like, your head just dizzy sometimes. Or, you know what I'm saying, you just so chill to the point you could fall the fuck asleep. You know what I'm saying? Shit have your ass faded. You know what I'm saying? Take a hit of the blunt. You know what I'm saying? Breathe that bitch in. Remember, breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 2. Breathe out 4 seconds. My strategy, straight up. That's my strategy, bro. That's how I cough less, straight up. And drink, make sure you drink water and shit like that. But I don't know why I'm talking about marijuana, and I'm trying to help y'all on this episode. I know I'm tripping, but you know, only stoners would know shit like that. Nah, for real, bro. But you could be a stoner and not know that, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing. But just pay attention, bro. Don't give up, bro. Don't think about giving up. If you think about giving up, just tell you, this is what you do when you think about giving up. Think about why you thinking about giving up. All right? Every time you think about giving up and you're like, damn, I'm about to fucking really just, everything about to be over. Think about why you giving up. And then compare your life to your decisions that you made before. Like, damn, I used to be like, I was mad about all this, and then, you know what I'm saying, I was a crazy ass person, but then you realize why you was mad. Like, oh shit, this loud ass fucking Android tablet wanna ring in the background, man. See, this is what I'm talking about, bro. Motherfucking notifications interrupting me, bro. I was just fucking speaking. Nah, I forgot. See what I'm saying? Nah, I forgot what I said again. Fucking stupid fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I got the tablet, bro. I don't even much use that motherfucker. But guess what? That be giving me buku YouTube updates, stupid ass. Like, I watch them niggas. I don't watch y'all niggas, stupid ass. I watch y'all niggas sometimes whenever I feel like it. I'm not gonna put that bitch on all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Crazy. Just straight up crazy, bro. Man. Bro. All right. Listen, bro, I'm about to wrap shit up, but feel like there's nothing that you could do, bro. You can do something, bro. You can make a change. And I'm not doing this to persuade nobody. I'm not doing this to change nobody mind. You know what I'm saying? Play no mind games or none of that. I'm just straight up saying how I feel, bro. Nobody misinterpret me. Nobody misconcept me. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, take it a different way. Don't take it a different way. Take it like how I'm telling you. Take everything like how I'm telling you, because that's how I'm living it, bro. You gotta be a man of your word, a woman of your word, just a person of your word, period, bro. You'll get a lot of respect if you learn how to stand on what you say. You know what I'm saying? Standing on what you say is not hard, bro. You just need confidence. And that's why I make these motherfucking podcasts, bro. Bro. You be a loyal ass motherfucking supporter, and you'll have motherfucking authentic confidence like a motherfucker. Bro, nobody can make you feel like you ain't shit no more but yourself. But you got to understand yourself, and that's all right. I'm going to help y'all understand yourselves. If anybody disagrees with my podcast, listen, I don't give a fuck about that. If there's like a group of people talking about it in interviews and shit like that, or like, oh, you need to come demonstrate. Bro, I'm not demonstrating shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I already demonstrated when I talk to you and when I show you. That's demonstrating. You know what I'm saying? I make my shit on my own time. You know what I'm saying? I get requests from my fans, my supporters. Y'all tell me, the supporters, the people that's going to listen to my shit and like it, those the people that I'm, you know what I'm saying, entertain. And like, those the people that's going to tell me when to drop my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you're supposed to be. The people that actually fuck with your shit. You know what I'm saying? But look, bruh. That's what I'm saying. Stay true to yourself. Love yourself. And make sure you self-reliant, bruh. Yourself, bruh. Make sure you self-reliant. Self-sufficient. Whatever it is, bruh. Just protect yourself, bruh. Don't be out here feeling like you don't have nobody to talk to, bro. You have someone to talk to. If you need to talk to me, like, just, if you need to talk to me, like, just say, like, what you feel, how you feel about this motherfucking podcast. Like, talk to me about the podcast only. Like, I'm not talking about nothing outside the podcast. Like, that don't mean that I'm not going to answer nobody questions. I'm just saying, like, it got to be related to the podcast. Like, you got to be trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be into my shit. Like, niggas shouldn't even have to ask you that. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, fake supporters wouldn't do shit at all. Or they have new supporters. I don't just call everybody fake. Like, don't think I'm some prejudiced motherfucker. I know a lot of motherfuckers that's prejudiced. Trust me. I ain't nothing close to prejudice. You know what I'm saying? Listen, bro, if anything, I'm prideful, you know what I'm saying? Because I take pride in myself, you know what I'm saying? I love myself, but I make good decisions in life. I make wise decisions in life. I love myself, but I don't always make selfish decisions, you know what I'm saying? I don't always make mistakes like that where I make selfish decisions. Or, you know what I'm saying? I learn from my mistakes. That's what y'all should do. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you feel like you just want to give up on everything, bro, remember, you got this motherfucking podcast right here. Listen to my crazy ass talk about this crazy ass fucking topic. Because it is crazy, bro, because everybody fucking go through the same thing. That's why niggas be saying whatever the fuck they want. Instead of really listening, bro, you got to listen to understand. And even when you do understand, bro, you still missing something. You got to have respect. You got to understand and have respect for the craft, bro. Because this shit is out here to help your ass in the first place. So before niggas start trying to correct the nigga, just understand this bitch is for your own help, motherfucker. And yeah, I'm talking like this because, bitch, I'm hurt, you know what I'm saying? I got a mental illness, you know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes I stutter and shit like that. I do. It's not nothing on the outside of me, nigga. I'm not bleeding, nigga. I'm not finna just, you don't see no blood gushing out, do you? Do you see my arm chopped off? Do you see my leg chopped off? Do you see one of my fingers chopped off? No. Do you see 1 ounce of blood? No. Do you see me in the motherfucking hospital? Or making a podcast in the hospital. No. I would, though. I would. I would make a motherfucking podcast in the hospital. I'd make that motherfucking anywhere. Just to, like, for real. And it'd probably still go viral. But the thing is, I don't want to be the person that just do shit to go viral. I don't care about the fame. I don't give a fuck about all that shit. All that shit is attention, and it can be distraction as well, bro. And It could be a roadblock. It could be an obstacle. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I appreciate my fans, so I'll always show love to my fans. You know what I'm saying? But, shit. Bro, I'm out the go, bro. I just want y'all niggas to be self-sufficient, bro. I want y'all niggas to fucking care about y'all selves, bro. Stop beating yourselves up. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to beat yourself up. You got the inventor Diesel, bro. Diesel the inventor. You know what I'm saying? The inventor doesn't talk about bullshit. He doesn't just vent and get mad and ramble about shit and just argue. You know what I'm saying? The inventor Diesel, bruh. The inventor Diesel, bruh. He don't get mad about nothing. He always have a reason for what he upset about. You know? And he come up with his solutions with logic. And not only logic, but also his decision-making skills and shit like that. But really, bro, like, I'm just trying to tell y'all that Diesel is here to fucking encourage y'all to be yourselves and be the best version of yourself that you can. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by version of yourself is, you, like, people lying to themselves and saying that this is how they was their whole life. But through your life, bruh, you was a kid and you had to act like a kid, bruh. Then you were a child. I mean, not a child. I'm fucking up. An adult. How fuck? I get that confused. I don't know why the fuck. I'm fucking up. Look, you know what I'm saying? You adult, you got to act like adult. You know what I'm saying? Adults. You know what I'm saying? Parent, you got to act like a parent. You know what I'm saying? If you're not acting like a parent, what the fuck? You're not acting like, you know what I'm saying? You got to play your role in life. Like, a chef got to be a chef. A lawyer got to be a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? A judge got to be a judge. You know what I'm saying? A father has to be a father. You know? Just understand what it takes to be what you're doing or do what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't go in it optimistic, you know what I'm saying? You don't know if everything is just gonna be fine. You might mess up and need to start over or do something better, you know? But shit, there's nothing wrong with trying something different or being different. That's why I made all these podcasts, bro. Go watch the motherfucking podcast. Like I said, I'm about to wrap this shit up. Look, just pay attention to shit, bro. Pay attention. Like I said, for everybody, man, everybody, I felt like I was about to give up too. For real, bro. Like, this episode for y'all, bro. Everybody that was about to give up. Everybody that was about to say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to risk it all to get revenge or something like that. Also for y'all too. But, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's feeling bad, bro, just listen. Pick your head up like Tupac said. Go listen to the song if you don't believe me. Or if you need to pick your head up, go listen to Tupac, pick your head up, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I recommend that. You know what I'm saying? Tupac was a legend. R.I.P. to the legend. You know what I'm saying? His birthday was just a day ago. You know what I'm saying? I don't got nothing but respect to this dude, bro. This dude inspired me. You know what I'm saying? Most of the rap culture inspires the generations of people that live in the countries and shit like that. When I say the countries, I'm talking about everywhere, bro. Everywhere got their own type of music, so it influences people around them. You know what I'm saying? Now they like the music, shit like that. It doesn't really matter for the reason why. Okay, now that's the fire alarm downstairs. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Somebody is burning something. All right, look, bro, I'm about to end this motherfucking podcast. Look, just believe in yourself. This is coming from Diesel the Inventor. Look, man, I'm out. I'm out, motherfuckers. Pay attention, crazy motherfuckers. Pay a motherfucking attention. For real. Niggas like, why you ain't in the motherfucking podcast? Because your ass need to pay motherfucking attention, nigga. Peace. pay motherfucking attention. Nigga, you making a mistake. Nigga, learn from it. And just learn from it, bro. And make sure when you learn from it and you be in that same situation, you make that better decision that you came up with in your mind when you thought about the situation. All right, man, I'm out. Y'all think about what I was talking about. Y'all laugh at my shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm out, bro.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.